Open windows, April the 5th. The risen Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Does it not strike you as significant and very impressive that when the veil was rent, Israel was set aside? Israel had been called in to maintain a testimony in types. Christ had come and fulfilled all the types, and being the centre of all the types, the veil, all that kept God shut off from men, was now dealt with, and the way was open. There was no need for types now. So the custodian of the types departs with the types. This is not the dispensation of the types. This is the dispensation of the reality, the dispensation of a heavenly union with a risen Lord, and of all that that means. Our danger is of bringing back types. The types have gone, and that is the whole message of this letter to the Hebrews. Christ is everything. The outward order of the Old Testament is set aside, and now all that obtains is Christ himself. He is the priest. You no longer have priests on earth in the Old Testament sense. He is the sacrifice. There is no need for any other sacrifices. He is the tabernacle. He is the temple. He is the church. What is the church? It is Christ in living union with his own. That wherever two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. That is the church. You do not build special buildings or call them the church. You do not have special organizations, religious institutions, which you call the church. Believers in living union with the risen Lord constitute the church. This is the reality, not the figure. That is to say, his flesh, human limitation, is done away. Now, in union with Christ risen, all human limitations are transcended. This is one of the wonders of Christ risen as a living reality. We are brought into a realm of capacities which are more than human capacities, where because of Christ in us, we can do what we never could do naturally. Our relationships are new relationships. They are with heaven. Our resources are new resources. They are in heaven. That is why the apostle wrote to the Corinthians and said that God had chosen the weak things, the foolish things, the things which are despised and the things which are not, that he by them might bring to naught the wise, the mighty things which are. Why did God appoint it so? Because it is not by might, nor by power, but by his Spirit, and to show that they are the powers, energies, abilities for his own, which transcend all the greatest powers and abilities of the world.